we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Wednesday, and we want to welcome you to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM. I'm Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are tuned into the Refresh Radio broadcast, and we want to welcome you to today's broadcast. We want to say thank you to the people who helped make this possible. One of those companies is Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, I want to encourage you to give them a call. They know what they're doing. They've got the years of experience. They know how to do it and do it right the first time. And, I do want to let you know, however, there's a lot of construction that's going on in Brevard County. I was down in the Avenues area here recently, and all of a sudden I was enlightened to find that there was a lot of construction down there. I'd seen a lot of construction, on the west side of, I-95 and 520. I've seen lots of construction, buildings that I didn't know going up out at the Space Center recently. I've seen buildings going up near 524 and 528 in the I-95 corridor there. Saw some areas of Brevard County or Cocoa that I'd never been to before here not too long ago. So there's a lot of construction that's going on. So what I'm trying to communicate to you is if you think that you're going to need some block or concrete work done in the near future, you might want to go ahead and be proactive about that. Give the folks at Jits Concrete a call today, 321-536-5804. That way they can come out, they can give you an estimate, they can evaluate your project, and then, you know, you can decide if you want to go with them or not. But if you do, you can get on the schedule. That way you don't wait until the last minute and you find out, you know what, I've waited too late and now I'm going to be delayed. You know, that concrete, a lot of that, if you're making an addition to your house or building a home, that's a pretty essential part of it. And if there's a delay, that it can throw the entire project behind schedule. So out where my parents live, they're in the process of building a home, and they were just talking about what a wonderful concrete crew that they've had out there, and got them taken care of in an expeditious and a cost-effective manner. And I know that the folks at Jits Concrete, that they will take that kind of care of you as well. So 321-536-5804. To call them, have them come out, talk to them. They can evaluate your project and see if you can come to terms on a cost for the project and get you scheduled and moving forward with your project. So we're going back today to Matthew chapter 13. As you're turning there, I do want to let you know that tonight, because it's spring break, we do not have the kids ministry tonight. We're giving our teachers a break, but we are going to have our Wednesday night Bible study. And so, you know, you can plan accordingly for that. And then Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, we do not have Sunday night service because we've got so many events that are going on with hosting a sectional ministers meeting sectional. It's from Palm Bay to Palm Coast, where we're going to be hosting several pastors, and, my team, they all have full-time jobs. So, many of them are taking a little bit of time off, but then they have other things that are going on at night. And seeing how I want them to live a long time and continue in their ministries for a long, long time, we're giving them Sunday night off this week. So, Just want to let you know about a couple of schedule changes. Youth will be taking place on Sunday night, but the adults will not be meeting. So Matthew chapter 13, we were talking yesterday and the day before, and the day before, I believe, on, well, this is the third day of it. So verse number 3, Matthew chapter 13, then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, let's drop down to verse number 22. Now, he who received seeds among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So I wanted to go back yesterday to talking about the thorny soil where the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. And it says there, and he becomes unfruitful. The hearing of the word, the understanding of the word is there. There's just so much vying for the attention. There's so much distraction that is going on that the ultimate result is, even though the soil had the nutrition that was necessary and the seed had the potential that was necessary and the word had the power that was necessary, because of all of the distractions and things that are elevated to a higher priority over the word, this particular person, once they heard the word, it became unfruitful for them. There was the potential there. It's not that they were created unfruitful. They became unfruitful. And so I don't want to diminish, because of my distractions and my lack of prioritization of God's word in my life, I don't want to minimize the fruitfulness of God's word. So let's agree that it would be a good thing if there were some things that we purged out of our life, even things that aren't sinful. You know, the let us lay aside the weight and the sin which so easily besets us. There are things that aren't sinful, but they just weight us down. They hinder our efficiency. They hinder our productivity, our effectiveness. And so don't be afraid to lay those things down. I've got a transition that we're getting ready to make in our home that is going to remove a time distraction out of our life. It's also going to help out the budget. It's going to hurt some company's bottom line, but we're going to be better for it. So let's agree that to do everything we can to be more fruitful. So hearing the word, understanding the word, but removing some things out of our life that are trying to strangle the word is also a wise course of action. But then it goes on and it says, but he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. There's a passage in Genesis chapter 26, verse number 12, because I don't want you to think that this is the only place where it is described that the seed has the potential of producing 100-fold return. It said, then Isaac sowed in that land, this is Genesis 26, 12, and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And so here, the word, hearing the word and understanding the word It says that it is going to bring about an exponential return. I have a saying, and that is that the difference between a good idea and a great idea is the exact same idea. One of them comes at the end of the process. The other comes at the beginning of the process. A lot of times, I will have conversations with myself, with others as well, and they say, you know, once I did this, I'm going to make some modifications. I'm going to do it differently the next time. That's great when you're working on a project. It's not so great when you are dealing with the concept of life, where you only get this one life. You only get this one day. You're only going to get April the 4th, 2018, one time. You're not going to be able to look back tomorrow and say, you know, I should probably do it differently today. Now, you know, you do want to make the adjustments. If God convicts you of something, if God gives you a strategy for tomorrow, implement it. When God says to implement it, you don't want to continue to make the same mistakes. A lot of people, when they're on diets, they say, well, I blew my diet, I might as well blow it big. And, well, I blew it yesterday, and so I might as well not start back up until a later time. Any time that we can begin sowing the right type of seed the way that God wants us to, that's the time to start it as soon as possible. Okay. So the importance of this passage is this: the seed that is sown is the word of God. It is to be heard. It is to be understood. It is to work in our life so that we become fruitful. So I did a little bit of research before I came in to the radio station here, because I would like to see all of us have a exponential return in our life. I mean, a hundredfold return. That is just amazing. That's not something to be scoffed at. That's life changing. You know, as long as you don't eat all of your seed, that can be life changing seed. So last week I received an email. I got it at night about a ministry opportunity that is coming to Brevard County in 2019. And I was like, you know what? I want to be a part of that. That sounds like it's got God written all over it. And so I'm going to do what I can to be involved in that, because I want as many people as possible to have this seed operating in their life, and that is the word of God. So I told you I did some research. Let me tell you what I researched. I looked up some of the particulars about oak trees. Now, there's a lot of varieties of oak trees. You know, we're familiar within this area, live oaks and things like that, where they grow pretty tall, they grow pretty massive, but they have a rather shallow root structure, and they tend to come down in storms. A mature oak tree, according to some of the research that I looked up, can produce. Now, remember, that oak tree came about as a result of one acorn, one seed. And at maturity, that oak tree can produce up to 10,000 acorns. Up to 10,000 acorns. Now, a number of those acorns are eaten by wildlife and carried around and transported. And, you know, I've been told that what happens is many times animals go harvest those acorns, they carry them off, they bury them, and then they either, you know, don't get back to them, or they forget about them or whatever, and they've actually spread the acorn. So 10,000 per harvest. And, you know, sometimes those acorns ripen in a 6-month period of time, some in a 2-year period of time. I know a couple of years ago, there was just a massive amount of acorns in our area. I don't remember that many the last 2 years, but that could have been because of the hurricanes that we had as well. But I want you to think about that. What if you sowed one seed and you got 10,000 of the things that you planted in return? That would be an exponential increase. That's a 10,000 fold. A fold means that it's not just an increase of one. It's a percentage increase. A fold, it would be 100%. So 100%. It would be a great, great return. And as I was thinking about this, you know, if that was the only return that you had, that would be phenomenal. But I looked up the lifespan of oak trees, and again, depending upon the variety, oak trees can last anywhere from 80 years to 200 years, some as old as 400 years, some as old as 500 years, and even there are some species of oak trees that can endure for 1,500 years. Now, I want you to think about a 1,500-year-old oak tree that is producing 10,000 acorns over and over and over and over and over again. And I didn't take the time to calculate how many seeds that could be, but it's a lot. That's like the sand of the seashore type of a lot. And as I contemplated that, I was trying to understand this passage, and I realized what could happen if a young man and a young woman started off their married life with the key ingredient of their life being hearing, understanding, and being obedient to the Word of God. What could their family tree look like 80 years from now, 200 years from now, 400 years from now? What if they trained every one of those kids and every one of those grandkids to hear and understand and to apply the Word of God? And I'm telling you, I believe that the harvest that they would experience would be ultra, ultra satisfying. A lot of times we want to look at this in a financial perspective. That's fine, well and good. I can understand that. But what about the Word of God? Remember, that in actuality is the context of this passage of Scripture, is how important it is for us to hear, to understand, and to apply and be obedient to the Word of God. So when you see that, and you see that the devil will try and come and steal the Word of God because you don't understand it, that there are thorns that will try and choke it out because you just don't have it as a priority. When you have the Word of God, and yet it becomes a little difficult, and you give up because you just want something that's a little bit easier. I want to throw that into a perspective. That's not just a here and now casualty. There is so much potential in the power of that seed, and there's even more power in the Word of God. That, folks, we need that life-imparting word from the throne of grace. We need to recognize that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I tell the church that the children of Israel, as they were wandering around the wilderness, they never fully grasped the lesson that God wanted them to get about how important it is to hear the voice of God, to hear the word of God. They saw Moses come down and they said, "We get it, we get it. We now understand that a man can talk with God and not die. Moses, you go talk to him for us." And God really wanted them to see that it was their very life, that having that imparted word of God is so essential. What is it that God planted, if you will? I'm just going to implement that concept. What is it that God planted that brought the universe into existence? It was the word of God. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said, and everything about Genesis chapter 1 is the importance of God's saying. And he looked and he said, "And that's good, and that's good, and that's good." And when it came to man, he said, he created man in his own image, and he said, "That's very good, that's very good." Do you realize that you and I, we were crafted out of the elements, if you will, that God had spoken into existence, but we were handcrafted because he wanted us, body, soul, and spirit, just the same as he is. He wanted us as a unique creation. So if I can get you today to grasp this concept that it is not just about your here and now, your day, but about what is your life going to be like should you grasp the word of God. I have had so many people tell me about the movie I Can Only Imagine. And what a wonderful movie it is. It's blowing away expectations of Hollywood and stuff like that. And the reality of that is one man's salvation is now impacting a lot of other people's lives because he said yes to God. I haven't got to see it yet. My wife and I, we don't get to go out to the theaters very often right at this point in time in our life. But there'll come a time when we get to see it. But I can tell you this, that seed of the word of God becoming a reality in Dennis Quaid's character's life is now yielding tremendous and tremendous fruit. It yielded a song that's become one of Christianity's all-time favorite songs because of the transformation that man underwent in his life, because of what his son's musical gifts of saying yes to using those for the glory of God instead of for the glory of the world. I'm hoping that somehow today I'm setting an appetizing banquet before you, that the word of God can cause you and your legacy, if you will, to impact people for a long, long period of time. Saying yes to the word of God today could impact somebody's world 10 years from now, 20 years from now. You can't afford, I can't afford, we cannot afford as the church in Brevard County to be nonchalant about the word of God anymore. God, there's a harvest that needs to take place in Brevard County, and we as the body of believers in Brevard County need to open up our Bibles. We need to hear the word of God. We need to pray. We need to ask God to speak into our hearts and into our lives. God, We pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to understand and to apply. Lord, may Merit Assembly of God be a fruitful part of your work in Brevard County. May First Baptist Church and East Coast Christian Center, River of Life, and Cocoa First Assembly, and Calvary Chapel, God, may the churches, the Bible-preaching churches in Brevard County, may the Word be exalted. Do you realize that the Bible says that God has exalted His Word and His name above all else? If that's the way that God esteems His own Word, how much more should we? You know, a lot of people are really interested in hearing their own voice. A lot of people are interested in hearing what they have to say. Listen, if you're meeting a stranger and you want to break the ice, you just start asking them about themselves, and man, you've just hit the mother load. You've just hit a gusher. Because everybody likes to talk about themselves. We live in a selfie-absorbed society right now. But I will tell you this. What God says is needed for a thriving nation or a group of people is for there to be no famine for hearing the Word of God. And so I pray today that you would realize. Here's my prayer for you today. I tell people financially that I like to pray for people that God will bless them into the highest tax bracket. You see, I'm not opposed to being the highest tax bracket. If, you know, I've got the income to be there, I would love to be able to pay that amount of taxes. But I want to pray for you today that you have the type of legacy like the oak tree does, that single seed, that single event of hearing the Word of God can change the landscape, change the community, all because the Word of God is such a high priority in your life that it's going to yield generational impact. Father, I pray today, Lord, there's an acorn can produce 10,000 other acorns when it matures and grows into a tree in 1 year. God, I pray today that you would cause us to fall in love with your Word to such an extent, God, that there will be more and more people who are desperate to hear from you as well. God, I pray in Jesus' name that we would value your Word highly and that it will be fruitful in our lives. Go out and produce a 100-fold return in Jesus' name. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.